That age-old question from Bozo the Clown went something like this. Did you walk to school or carry your lunch? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Ruth chapter 2, verse 14. And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine." The narrator of this story does not inform us if Ruth had brought a lunch or not that day that she set out to work in someone's field. But chances are that she didn't have any lunch, given her desperate need to find food and her economic condition. But Boaz had food that had been prepared for his workers, and Boaz calls out to her and motions for her to come in to sit at the table with everyone else and enjoy his bread and wine. Well, she must have been overwhelmed. She's already been shown extravagant grace by Boaz, and now the grace keeps getting poured out upon her. But there's something more, something extra here that we need to recognize. This is not just grace, but this is elevation, the crowning of a new status. She is welcomed into the circle of Boaz. She sits among his workers. She's eating his cooked grain, drinking his wine. She is being refreshed by his bounty. But notice what Boaz says in verse 15. She's no longer bearing the status of a starving widow who can only reap on the edges of the field. But she's given privilege among the reapers. She's given the special access to the harvest, a broader area in which to glean. So much so that Boaz has to tell the young men, "She has my permission to do so, so don't gripe or get onto her." This is what it's like coming into the family of God. You receive a new status and a new family. You're no longer a slave, but a part of the family of God. And with being a part of the family of God, you receive all the benefits of being in that family. As you pray today, please remember Sirapong Yaobang, one of our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Vi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Liberia and Sierra Leone.